Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
As we continue to listen to these country songs about 17 years fly by, 100 years fly, this is the quickest week. I swear to you-know-who, I just left this building, and it was a week ago.
What happened? I was in a different country. I think their songs are different down in South America.
Well, no, they're just spoken differently.
Well, I didn't hear one country song while I was out of the country.
Really?
Not one.
They don't do those things in a small town there?
Well, I don't understand Portuguese. So, like, it could have been country songs.
All right, I want to ask you about the Brazil trip. We have a full roster of chats today, but I got a pet peeve.
Oh, you always do.
Shocking.
It's nice to get it out of the way.
I would like to start a new organization.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to name myself the chief person of this.
Chief is offensive to Native Americans who are real leaders.
Okay. I would like to be one of those, in the words of Joe Marquis, snitches.
Oh, snitches get stitches.
Right. I want to be the guy that if you illegally park over a sidewalk, I can slap a ticket on you.
You can just do that. That's volunteer stuff. You can go to the city and give you like a badge and a ticket book. And
I want to go to my insurance company and get their okay. When I turn right, if I'm driving, we'll say...
That way.
That way. Perfect. Right. If I'm driving north.
Perfect.
North. Okay?
If you turn right.
And I want to turn right, which would be east.
Correct.
Okay? And some schmo is driving south and goes to drive east, right?
Okay.
The law is you pull in, you turn into the inside lane.
Okay.
But nobody does.
Sure.
All of these old people, you know, they turn and they go wide.
Yeah.
And they go into the outside lane.
Sure.
I want to be able to be like a monster truck.
Okay.
And just smash into them. Or like NASCAR that just happened last week again where little fisticuffs.
Oh,
and
really?
Little body damage, you know, on the last turn.
On the car and the people?
No, just on the car.
That sucks.
They're friends. They're friends, but the one friend, which is ironic, this is what we call a Segway, okay? And you know the guy who bought Segway. You know that story, right?
No.
Well, this is old news. The guy who bought Segway died falling off the Segway.
Beautiful.
How about that?
Awesome.
Right. So this is the Segway.
All the irony in that.
So the neck cart, the one guy collides in the other. I don't remember which ones. Denny Hamlin was one. Are friends. So the driver's like, you know, it is what it is. I'm mad, but we're friends. I'm not going to ruin the friendship over it. Segue into last night's Ultimate Fighter as we are now in the, quarterfinals or semifinals. I think we may even be in the semifinals. Two Team Chandlers fought, and Roosevelt Roberts said when he went into the house, he didn't want to form friendships.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to. And guess what happened?
He lost.
Well, not only did he lose, he formed friendships.
Oh, so now.
And the friendship was who we fought in last night's episode, Austin Hubbard.
Sure.
And it was very similar, from what I understand, to the big PFL fight, you know, where it wasn't. And Roosevelt Roberts said, I didn't go, you know, balls to the wall. I didn't. And I'm going to regret that. I said I would not form friendships and bonds. And we'll talk to Jason Knight about that later in this hour. Because he's there for all business, but he said, we can live together, we can cut weight together, we can. So I'm curious how he's going to talk about that.
On the plane ride to Brazil, I watched the Ford versus Ferrari documentary, and similar thing. The driver for Shelby Cobra, or Carroll Shelby, was winning like by 4 minutes, but he had to slow down to all cross at the same time for a photo for Ford to make it look great. Their car had 1, 2, and 3 on the finish line. And because of the technicality, he lost. He was trying to you know, he didn't go as a competitor to the finish line and only worry about himself. He wanted to be a team player, and he thought he was going to have this amazing feeling that he won. He came in first, but he didn't get the trophy. So there's a lot of lessons in. You got to take care of yourself out there. And Brad
Katona
did the same thing. I mean, he's all about Brad Katona, and he said it up front, and now he's on Team McGregor.
He does switch over. We'll talk about that as well. And you know, it's still okay to be friendly, but, you know, it's a lot different being friendly and you're competing against a baseball player.
Sure.
You know, you turn a double play, you know, are you going to break up the double play? Yeah, you're still going to, but you're not going to Pete Rose or A. Fosse it. It's different when you're fist fighting.
I saw a stand-up comic talk about baseball bats. He's like, my son's got his own bat. He's like, most of the kids on the team got two bats. Yep. He's like, $560 a bat to hit two hits. Why can't they just pass the bat to the other kid?
Hold on a second. So did this comedian have that southern twang you're using?
Okay. He's like, how come you can't strike out with the same bat he struck out with?
No, exactly.
It's like there's $4,000 worth of bats in the dugout, and we got two hits.
Six-year-olds, eight-year-olds have those bat bags where the two bats are on each side, and you look like Bruce Meade.
I have two of those. Well, you want one?
No.
I'll give you one.
No,
green.
My days are gone.
It's emerald green.
My days.
Matches your eyes.
My days are gone. Used to do it.
Really?
I never had that. I had the bat bag. I had my gloves. I had the shoes. You know, I mean, we toured. We won some pretty big tournaments. But, yeah, those days have passed. All right, let's run down quickly.
Yeah.
Before our first break here.
Are you done with the pet peeve? Because a lot of cars, or at least semis, they always have a sticker that says, caution makes wide right turn. So it's a common thing in physics. I'm not a physicist. I'm not an expert in turning right. Where I'm from, we call it a Ralphie.
Because you don't drive NASCAR.
Take a Louis.
You don't drive NASCAR, so you don't know how to turn right.
Or if I'm in my Jeep and I don't have doors on, I'll use my left-handed signal. I'm going left. My right hand, I just stick straight out
of the car.
But you're supposed to do like this on a right-hand turn.
Okay, this is radio.
That's the move. I think I tore my shoulder.
Okay.
Call a doctor.
Whatever. No, I don't know what.
Tell the ambulance turn right.
See how they do it. No, I understand it. You know, if you're in a big truck, if you're in a semi, if you're in a school bus, if you know, common sense. If you're in a Hyundai, and you should turn into the inside lane.
You don't scuff up your white walls. Like, you don't want to tear up the nice rubber on the car.
On a Kia?
I mean, but I'd drive the big red machine, and that's not the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay, so back to what I was trying to do as a professional here. Our schedule today.
Yes.
We're going to head out to Salt Lake City via the phone. We'll be heading out there later on in the week.
Great city.
Love that place. Miranda Maverick will be on. Nice. So you can talk some religion with her, and I know you'll be tight about that.
I love it.
Our weekly update from Jason Knight regarding last night's episode.
Sweet.
Hour number two, Matthew Semmelsberger will be on, also fighting, obviously, Salt Lake City this weekend. Darius Flowers. A short notice fill-in, so he'll be filling in and getting into action. Last night's winner, Austin Hubbard, will round out number two.
Nice.
How big is this? How cool is this? We will be speaking in the third hour, coming out of the top of the hour break. Former star of Home Improvement, went on to a Family Feud.
Okay.
And he will be in town this weekend at the Tampa Bay Comic Convention. I'm looking forward to going out to that. Richard Karn.
Wow.
You know, we'll be
what?
On. Yeah, how about that?
We're turning into like a game show. We should start playing trivia games.
Now, let's see if he has a story like last week's Bob Eubanks and the Bob Barker story.
Yeah,
to
with
me,
the Beatles that's and travel.
Well, the Bob Barker story to me was whining. where's my big monster painting of myself and such. To me, I found that pretty humorous. And then we may have a mystery caller.
Ooh, I like mystery caller.
At towards the end of hour number three.
Sweet.
We will see. I'm not going to hold my breath. It's kind of like you asked me, Chris was in town.
Yeah.
I don't hold my breath with Chris either.
Okay.
You know, we will see if said celebrity, former celebrity.
What's a celebrity? Always celebrity?
Is it? No.
I think if your role's big enough, if people remember you for that role. Now, if you walk into here and I don't know you, that's not necessarily a disqualification because I don't know a lot of famous people. But I think if the role is iconic enough or I know the character, I think you're a celebrity forever.
Okay. All right, whatever. To each his own.
That's my opinion.
Let's go hit our first break of this action-packed afternoon. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. A lot of things to talk about. I want to talk about the Herschel Walker liner. I want to talk about the gift. Now I can look like our producer, Steve Linnae. But let's head out to Salt Lake City real quick. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, let's go.
And then you can go back to whatever little filming games you're doing.
I just want to get your reaction of you receiving a gift. Usually you give all the gifts for people appearing on the network.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. We'll talk about it in a minute. Let's head out via the phone lines today, via the airplane later in the week, and welcome our first guest leading up to this weekend's UFC out in Salt Lake City, and that's Miranda Maverick. Miranda, how are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Another fight week. I'm always curious as to whether an athlete changes up fight week, or do you try to keep it consistent? Do you try not to think about, you know, the task at hand, which is, what, 4 days away? How do you handle fight week, and is it different?
I envision every day exactly how fight day will be. I try to train like the fight will be, even when I'm warming up and when I'm cutting weight. When we cut weight, it's not so much a focus on technique or learning things new. It's kind of just going through the motions and working on game plan. And every fight week tries to be the exact same, from the exact same warm-up that we do to the exact same amount of time and rounds that we do to the same coaches and everything. So I try to keep it basically the same and stay relaxed during the day until I train in the morning and the afternoon and get ready for the fight.
Since you brought up, cutting weight, I just want to inform you, and I tell, you know, a lot of fighters this, my next weight cut will be my cremation.
This is true.
Sounds a little rough, but
It just means I'm not going to cut weight anytime soon. At least I hope so. A lot of fighters watch, you know, the Food Network and the other food channels and stuff. Are you one of them? Do you watch that as well?
I am not one of those people. I'll sit down and relax and watch a movie or read a book. And I actually have a job on the side too, so I'm always busy anyway. When I get a chance, I just want to relax. I have no desire to look at food that I'll want to eat later on. And I'm one of those people that also eats healthy outside of my fight camp and stuff, so it's not really that much of a concern for me anyway.
So I got to ask, what's the side business? Or the side job?
It's not even a business. I work for the Hershey Company, actually, like the chocolate company of all places, as a statistician on their media marketing team.
What? What? Yep. How did you get this dream job? Is there a golden ticket? Can we apply?
Unfortunately not, but I think they have a lot of jobs online if you want to check it out.
Wow. That's a job, Randy.
Well, again, I'm good at eating.
Because then your cremation, you'll just melt. You won't even burn.
That's fine. Before I talk.
Unfortunately,
Before we talk about the task at hand, the fight on Saturday, talk about the move to Norfolk. I was stationed in Norfolk before you were even born. I think I want to go back and see what it's like. Talk about the city and Old Dominion.
Yeah, so actually I live in Denver now. I've been living in Denver for a couple of years, but started out in Missouri. That's where I was born and raised pretty much. Traveled around a lot as a kid. During grad school, I found my way to Norfolk. ODU was the school that I accepted for my master's, technically PhD program, but ended up getting my master's there. It was a good town. I have some things I regret about going there and things that were great about going there. I met my husband there, and I had a gym that really raised up my striking and made it to where I was a lot better, well-rounded MMA fighter. And then when I got the chance and my husband was out of the military, he was in the Air Force, we moved out to Denver. I kind of picked wherever I wanted to in the U.S., and that's where a lot of female high-level training partners were and a lot of great coaches. So I am out in Denver for good until I retire.
If I remembered, and I know Matt would bring this up anyway, if I remembered where I would have left my car, I literally left a car on the side of the road in Norfolk when I was in the military. If I remembered where it was, I would have asked you if that was anywhere near, but I have no clue where it was left. I'm sure you have some Denver references as well. Say it again.
Racking up some tickets out there somewhere.
Probably.
So, Miranda, going back to the first opening statement, you talk about you treat every day like you're going into the fight. You know, the controversy on the Ultimate Fighter, if you've been watching it at all, you know, they're talking about switching teams and coaches. Can you really learn a new skill this close to a fight? I mean, within a week or two, if you change coaches on this TV show, is it making the difference, or is that all just hype and mental?
I think that it can make a difference if it's a game plan. I don't necessarily think you can make it, you know, if you have no idea what it is or if it's not part of your already known toolbox, I don't think you can learn it to apply it that quickly. However, it depends on the level of drilling, the intensity of which you're drilling it, and, of course, what your base skills were. So, for instance, if I know how to strike really good and all I want to learn and focus on is a Superman punch, then it's going to be pretty easy. But if I don't have that striking background at all and I've never thrown one, I'm probably not going to be able to fit that into my game plan a week out.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Interesting. Absolutely. Real quick turnaround for you. Just seemed like you were just in the octagon. Did you, well, after talking to you for the past couple of minutes, I'm sure you didn't take a day off.
No, not really. I got done with that fight. I actually went home to see family for about a week, but I was still training then and teaching seminars. Then I went and traveled along the East Coast for 2 weeks, and I was traveling, teaching seminars. And the last week, I was actually just training down in Florida to get some cross-training in at Goat Shed MMA. And so got really good training there, was training really hard. And then, let's see, I think a day after I got back to Denver, I got the call. And I was like, sure, let's go.
So Miranda, this was way before your time, but I actually lived in Denver back in 01 to like 07. Obviously, the UFC started there. So a lot of the first, you know, fighters like, you know, came out of the area. So what gym are you training out of in Denver right now?
I am training at Easton Training Center with Elliot Marshall leading it. And I train at Pound for Pound Muay Thai with Justin Houghton leading it. And they've both been around a long time. Elliot was a light heavyweight in the UFC, and Justin was on the Tough Show at one point. And he trained with, I'm losing it right now. I'm sorry. Wake up, brain sucks.
Is that John Combs? Is he out of that same gym?
No.
Okay. I thought he was out
Dwayne, trying to drop names.
He's a friend.
Yeah, Justin used to train with Dwayne Ludwig. That's who I was trying to think of.
Oh, Dwayne Ludwig. Oh, yeah, okay. Sure. I was just out at his gym not too long ago. Talk about your opponent for Saturday night.
You know, Priscilla is a good fighter. She's one of those tough fighters that you can't just put away or go in and be like, oh, I'm going to get a finish fast and easy. Like, I'm ready for this to be a slow burn if need be. But I'm also ready to take advantage of her fairly one-dimensional self, which is basically hard striking, coming forward like a bulldog, and not stopping. And I plan on exposing that, taking her down, and really using my ground game to win this fight. But if I need to, I'm prepared for the stand-up as well, throw back, get in there, and change up levels and move it all.
How aware are you to the crowd noise, and depending obviously on where in the card? Like, I hate going and having an empty seat. You know, I'm there. I've been there since UFC 1. You know, this is my love. This is my passion. When I see empty seats, and it bothers me. Are you aware, you know, of the crowd, the crowd size, the crowd noise, or are you so focused during a fight, none of that even matters?
You know, I don't like to say none of it matters because I love the fans being there. I love the cheering. I love the boos. I like it all. But at the same time, when I'm walking out, I don't really pay attention to who's there, who's not there. In fact, it's sometimes the best when it's at the apex and I can hear my coaches that clearly. Because when I go into that cage, I focus on that opponent and my two corners and sometimes their corners as well. That's it. So like a max of 5 to 6 people. Aside from that, I don't really care. I don't really pay attention until after the fight.
And I like it as well, whether I'm there in person or whether I'm watching. I like the apex better for the same reason. You can hear more. You can hear coaches. You can hear some stuff that you obviously can't hear unless you're, you know, sitting in row one, sitting cage side. Miranda, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Enjoy yourself. Have fun on Saturday. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Well, thank you so much. It's really exciting, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you for your time. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the process. And that is Miranda Maverick getting back in the octagon Saturday night in Salt Lake City. Let's go hit a quick break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
When I think back on all the crap I learned,
this is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Ben Roethlisberger. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier,
Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Bain's Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainsart.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, St. Pete.
Don't you hate that?
Racket Club. What?
When you get auto-corrected like that, Apple's like, I'm Mr. Harris. Because I heard you before the show. You're like, Google Walter Payton. And what? They played the lineup for Sean Payton. Wrong Payton.
No.
Got the wrong Payton.
Isn't that weird how that stuff happens?
Yeah. Is it relevant because Sean's still alive and Walter's not?
You know, what's even stranger is that you must have known what I was going to bring up next.
I don't know anything.
Well, that's what's weird. So, Ben Askren has been all over the Twitter world.
Ben Askew, according to Michael Buffer.
Right.
Got his name wrong.
Right. Askew.
Askew.
Right. Well, I was giving him the respect right now.
Oh,
right
now. After he sent you a cease and desist letter, you still respect that guy?
Which one?
You should have mailed it back to him. Returned
to framed
sender.
I framed it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's smart.
So Ben Askren wants to run it back with Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll read this. This is from the tweets. I heard that Askren said he'd come out of retirement to fight me. He wanted MMA, but for his sake, I'll do boxing so I can't knee him in the face. Here is Ben Askren's response.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to box Jorge. If Jorge was really a BMF, he will accept a rematch in MMA and not be a coward. Here is the response from Jorge Masvidal. That guy's still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, we had to check the pulse on that one. I mean, he got that flying knee to the dome.
Oh, there's not too many things that really I find, you know, humorous. Yeah. That is one.
Those guys, nobody wants to see that fight, do they?
Yeah.
I mean, some people may.
No, they do because of A, the outcome.
Trilogy.
You know, it's not even a trilogy. It's
rubber mat or whatever I call it.
A rematch. It's Masvidal. I think people will always want to. I think there's a more on Jorge Masvidal than probably deserved. People love him. He's a great guy.
True.
His time has passed, as is somebody else we're going to talk about who's on the card, you know, this week that people want to watch. But, you know, because of the outcome, because of the knee, was it a fluke? Was it this? Was it that? And to be honest, Jorge Masvidal has nothing to gain.
Yeah.
Why would he accept this fight?
Right.
Unless it's
payroll
for enough money.
Enough bag.
Right. You know, if
because unless you're Robbie Lawler and can go out there and just leave your career in a spectacular fashion, usually most of them end up in a sad way, like Anderson Silva or Hoyce Gracie, and he's just kind of like, okay, the sports passes you on, age is caught up to you, Father Time is undefeated, so let's just keep it moving.
Donald Cerrone. You know, very few go out like Robbie Lawler did.
For sure.
Very few.
Went on top. John Elway went out on top.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I think there was only two, maybe three quarterbacks that went out on top. Otto Graham started it. You know, John Elway, you know, they retire on the top. Walter Payton. Barry Sanders, not Walter Payton. Barry Sanders went out on top. But I've always said there's nothing wrong with people continuing. You know, I don't think I don't think how Anderson Silva ended up is going to hurt his legacy to people who knew who Anderson Silva was.
I think it does.
No, absolutely not.
Because you talk about goats, his name never comes up anymore.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
It sure does.
It doesn't.
It does.
Volkovsky, Khabib, GSP.
I like how you butchered the first two names, but but that's cool.
I don't have a loogie yet. Hold on.
Anderson Silva is mentioned in that, and I believe Anderson Silva is more of a goat than Khabib. You know,
for sure. He had more title defenses. He more dominated.
He dominated.
Put fear into people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, he dominated. And if he wasn't clowning around,
and what's funny about Brazil is nobody knows anything about fighters down there. It's you would think that because
they don't have internet down there. How would they know?
This is very true. But man, I would ask people, hey, do you know any of the fighters? Like, and they don't even know who Hoist Gracie was. I'd show photos. They have no idea who he is. And I'm like, no way. Like, it's crazy.
Time flies.
But I mean, you know, that culture, you know, Americans see the Brazilians as dominant and the champions, Amanda Nunes, and the great fighters come here, you know, for fighting. So in Brazil, they don't even know who they are.
Then that just means that MMA is not as big down there as we thought it was.
Exactly.
You know, I've been to Gracie Barra. I've seen it. It was like a Japanese gym with 100 black belts all moving at the same time. But obviously in the circle you were down there,
yeah.
You know, the fight game is not the fight game. It's just like, you know, talk. Look what's going on down in Miami.
Soccer.
With football down there.
Unbelievable.
Right. How about the first goal?
I mean, how about the first goal? How much did they pay for that?
Oh, a lot.
That's a setup.
No.
Yeah,
The first goal, no.
First game.
The first goal, no.
No, not the first game.
It was Bendham like Beckham, like their owner.
Come on.
Now, I didn't watch it, but John said the second goal, how do you not cover the greatest soccer player in the world? He's wide open in the middle. That maybe was a little what's going on. But from what I understand, he's a great dude.
Yeah, we hear the public's shopping,
yeah.
And people recognize him, so he ran and got security.
So I guess he was in the chat room, you know, for whatever the name of the club is, and there was a player in the chat room asking fans, hey, I really need to get some tickets, blah, 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 you know. And you know who responded? He did.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I got you handled. How many do you need?
Wow.
Now, again, when he's making what he's making, you know, those tickets went from like $12 to $800.
What's crazy is that he's not even the highest paid soccer player. They just offered Mbappe $776 million for one season.
I didn't see who it was. Sean said it was the basketball player at Milwaukee who said, I'll play for that. I look like Mbappe.
These two, Ender Canapas or
Alakadabra.
He's a Greek guy.
Yep.
Tall Greek.
Yep. The Greek freak.
And then speaking of freaks, LeBron James, Dana White talked about, and Joe Rogan talked about how genetically he would be such a dominant force in the UFC. His genetics. Some guys are just built different, and they think that he would have been a dominant powerhouse. And then obviously with his son having a cardiac arrest this week.
Now I can't say what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
No, I can't. I can't say what I was going to say.
Ahead.
All right. Should I?
Sure.
I don't think LeBron has the heart for it. And then you said that he brought up Bronny.
It's genetic.
Well, but he doesn't have, you know, with the way he flops, with the way he plays. Now, again, he's a phenomenal basketball player, but the whining, the crying, I don't think he has the heart and the desire to be an MMA fighter.
Well, if he doesn't take that contract with the Saudi Arabia club, then he can come work at a restaurant, Tour de Pizza, because that's
the Mbappe?
Well, both of them, like the criers and the whiners. Oh. That's what I have on staff.
Yeah.
One, two, three. I have an indoor soccer club right now.
All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, more shenanigans, and then Jason Knight coming up in about 15 minutes.
All heartbeat.
This is Knockout Radio, all heart here at Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Snap Zone, and Bucked Up.
Hi, this is Earl Morrow, quarterback of the Colts and the Miami Dolphins during the championship years, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza. I'm back in the U.S. Customs. I'll be back at the door.
That was Ernie Harwell.
Yeah.
Ernie Harwell. Now, you youngins don't know about Ernie Harwell.
No, tell me.
I'll tell you in a minute. Right now, we got a bad man on the phone.
Oh, I like bad man.
And we don't want him upset.
That'll hurt him.
Let's welcome our weekly correspondent to this season's Ultimate Fighter, Jason Knight. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Out here at work, taking me a little break to do my little weekly radio call.
Well, we appreciate that. Let's get right into it. Last night's episode, where are we in the filming?
We are on the last night of filming. You got the semifinal fights, and then as soon as that's done, they kick us out.
Okay, so everything is now being shot. We'll talk about only last night's episode and two. And again, I've said this from The Ultimate Fighter 1. They're not teammates. You know, you guys could, you know, be friends. You could be, you know, whatever, but I don't consider it a teammate. Do you? Or is everybody else wearing red a teammate?
Yeah, man. We were all teammates until we weren't. That was the weird aspect about it. You know, we weren't going there expecting to, you know, become such a strong team and become friends, but it just worked out like that. You know, we got stuck in a house with some, you know, some really cool people that we connected well with. And, you know, when it comes down to it, it's kind of hard to fight your buddy.
We're only talking through last night, and obviously Roosevelt talked about it at the end of the episode, that it is hard. That, you know, you've been hanging out, and, you know, you've talked about cutting weight with, you know, the opponent and teammates and such. So it is difficult to turn that on and turn that off, huh?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's different. You know, whenever you go out there and you fight a complete stranger, it's not hard to get your adrenaline pumping and, you know, be ready to rip the guy's head off. But you could see last night in the episode where Roosevelt and Austin fought, you know, those guys, they were just going through the motions. They weren't, you know, really adrenaline pumping, you know, ready to rip each other's heads off, you know, that kind of deal. They weren't out for blood, I guess you could say, because, you know, they didn't really want to try to hurt each other. You know, of course they wanted to win the fight, you know, possibly get a knockout, but they weren't, you know, as amped up about it as you would expect them to be.
So Jason, I mean, I don't know. Obviously it's a tough road when they're friends like that, you know, but I'm on your Instagram right now. I see you've done Captain American training with a shield. And so is there a way you can still fight and win and then save the day at the end?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's your strategy, man, because you look great wielding that shield, knocking over those logs. That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds interesting. So how tough was it, you know, sitting and watching? Or were you sitting, or, you know, are the guys who still need to fight, are they in the back, or are you watching last night's fight as you're waiting for your turn?
I'm in the back, getting ready for my fight. I think I fought not the very next fight, but the one after that. You know, the four semifinal fights, they all happened in one night. And, you know, I think I was number three, I believe.
Okay.
So I was in the back. I didn't get to watch that and that actual fight until last night, watching it, you know, on ESPN.
I gotcha. They showed, and they didn't make as big a deal about it as I wish they would have, where Dana said, you know, this is what I'd like, but I'm not going to make anybody go. What was the reactions when you guys got back in the house and the brackets were set up there and it had four names on each team?
Man, we were, you know, kind of at a loss because we had already discussed this. You know, if it came down to it, no one was, you know, wanting to switch. Except for, you know, of course, this exception of Brad, and it looked like they were going to make us do that. So, therefore, you know, I don't know if it was just a few hours or if it was a day or what. You know, we didn't really know what was going to happen. We were kind of uncertain about that. And whenever we went to the gym that night, we talked to Michael Chandler and told him, you know, look, we don't want to switch. Are they going to make a switch? And he didn't even have an answer for us. And it wasn't until, you know, several hours later that, you know, we decided that we're going to be able to stay on Team Chandler, and, you know, the opponent, I guess you could say, would just wear gray pants or gray Chandler shorts instead of red. And that kind of worked out. We just decided to go without coaches in the corners. And it worked out, you know, to where we just went out there and fought our best fight without any kind of coaching.
Well, and let's end with this, and I'm curious, you know, yeah, you've now been with Chandler and Ryan Bader and, you know, Team Chandler for, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever it is. I mean, what can they bring, or what did you need them to bring, you know, if you fight, when you fight, if you are fighting another guy in red, you know, what would Chandler say to you that Ryan Bader wouldn't?
You know, the thing is, we told the coaches that we didn't want any kind of coaching whatsoever. All we want them to tell us in between the rounds is, hey, you lost that round, fight a little harder next round. You know, don't give us any kind of specifics on what we did wrong or anything like that. So it didn't matter who was in our corner. You know, we weren't getting any real coaching regardless. But, I think the only thing that Chandler could have brought to the fight is, you know, just if we were fighting somebody that wasn't our teammate and he was allowed to coach us, he could have gave us whatever fire that we needed. You know, hey, you got taken down. You gotta get your ass up next time, or you can't get taken down like that again. So, stuff like that, you know, that any normal coach would say. But Chandler, he had some kind of way with words that he would bring the fire to you and help you through whatever situation it was.
I got you. Well, as always, we appreciate your time. Before we let you go, you know, mention the company that you're working for and that they're making this possible for you to come on and talk to us for a couple minutes every week.
International Welding and Fabrication. We're out of Moss Point, Mississippi, and I can't, you know, thank these guys enough for allowing me to do this weekly radio show. I really appreciate it.
And we do as well. Jason, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
You as well. Jason Knight, our weekly correspondent. Good stuff. We're going to hit this break, and then we're going to discuss what's sitting on the table. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Ice Lindell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Studio Donut, this is the beat. You see that, that intro? Woo! That's one of my favorite bands.
Who was it?
Oh, Motorhead.
That was Motorhead?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
But that's my favorite band.
You're such a liar.
Well, I got friends in it.
Okay, well, talk about the experience. What happened down in Brazil?
So, you want the real experience? You want the PG reversion?
Well, no. I want to continue being on radio. I want to continue the longest-running sports show in Tampa Bay. So don't get us thrown off.
It was nice knowing you, Lola. Love you. No, just kidding. So my wife went to get her a massage, get her nails done. She had a beauty day. Went to a city of town, down to like the downtown area. She just dropped me off, and I was free. Free to roam Brazil without a translator, just a cell phone, and a bunch of opportunity. And so I went around to the gyms, and I went around and checked out all the shops, and walking down the street, and I saw on the sidewalk, what I thought was a boy, maybe a teenager, who was sleeping on the ground, curled up in a fetal position next to a car in the shade. And I noticed it, but I didn't think anything of it. So I walked down, I get into the mall. And I'm hanging out in the mall, and I go into a vintage record store called Cultura Retro. And I'm talking to the guys. I'm like, hey, Mickey D, the drummer from the Scorpions, who used to be with Motorhead. They came to my restaurant once, thanks to Steve Lenay, who's friends with the band. And it was a complete honor for him to sign my snare drum. And I got this amazing memory of cooking for Mickey in the restaurant. And so they pulled out a old school item from Motorhead in Portuguese.
All right, well, first clarify in Portuguese.
So it's words that I don't know.
No.
Talking about stuff I don't know.
I get all that. You don't know a lot.
No,
of
that's
things.
The English version. The Portuguese okay. is better because they have birds in the background, I think.
The album's not in Portuguese.
I think it is.
It can't be.
I don't know.
I think that the album cover, it's like the Japanese poster I brought you back from Japan.
Yeah.
The poster's in Japanese. I'm assuming, I could be wrong, but I'm assuming that the album cover is in Portuguese.
Since we call you the Inferno Man because you're cremation, you know, we learn from Miranda that you're probably going to melt at your final day.
Well, normally at cremation, you do melt.
But it's being the Inferno Man that you are, and you burn bridges with people over the years, do you still have a relationship with Steve Savanio from Audio Technica? Can we get a record player, a vinyl player, so we can find out if this is English or Portuguese? And I'm going to know instantly if I understand the words.
Well, yeah, of course.
I guess we all will.
Yeah, of course.
So the guys who own it, Francisco and the guy, they were super cool. I put Steve on a face call. He wanted to verify, hey, is that a authentic distributor of merchandise from Motorhead? Is it a knockoff bootleg? Because as we know, bootleg is a thing. If you go to New York, you're not buying a real copy of anything in Chinatown. I mean, when the police come and they box everything up or run down the alley, pretty sure it's not real. So I confirm with the shop that it is authentic, a licensed Motorhead swag. This, Randy, is your gift, since you always gift so much to the athletes, to my family, to my kids, to the community. That is you getting the receiving end of an authentic Motorhead tour shirt from London while I was in Brazil.
I got to be honest. Thank you.
But it says London on it.
Where does it say London?
Well, if you open the shirt.
Well, I don't want to.
Then there's words.
Oh, it says England on the front. I got you.
They're in English.
So, Steve, just nod yay or nay. Is this authentic? Is this a real deal? Can I wear that in your presence? Because he gets violent.
He does, because it's
yeah, it's money that's coming out of Motorhead, and he sure. toured with them, and, you know, I get all that. But so, he's always wearing a Motorhead shirt. Always.
So I had to bring you a gift because thank of you. So much that you do. And then, as I was making a video for them and helping get some publicity, I found out that was International Rock and Roll Day, the day I was in Brazil. So they had the TV come, and they did this big story for them to bring them attention. So pulled out of their archive this, Jim. And I don't know if it made it back in time. I don't know if it made it back in one piece. But Steve Lenay, Rhodey, right? Steve Luna on the internet, right? You added a Y over the time. So Steve.
Right, he doesn't have a microphone, so.
He. This is because of your generosity, your friendship, because of all the selfless things you do for so many people. I want you to have a gift from the heart from Brazil via England. so that, my friend, is your gift.
So that's the album that you were talking about?
Well, we don't know that. We haven't opened it yet.
You were talking about an album.
I didn't say it was that album.
Oh, my God.
How do you guys know that?
He needs to put the headset on or something then.
Steve, let's get it. I'll hold this.
All right. Tell me what it is.
I believe, because they were speaking in Portuguese and I don't understand.
Why is there three dots on the Motorhead where it's normally two?
What? Oh. Well, yes, I told my mom to make it look just like the album cover. I'm like, we're going to give Steve this really great gift, but he doesn't know it's fake. So, but no, it's Motorhead, it says On Patrol. Have you heard of this album?
He's shaking his head, yes.
Was Mickey a part of this project? No. Oh.
Send it back.
Dang it. I'll be right back. I'll be back in 2 days.
Huh? He says it's a great album.
So please, unopen it. This is your gift, bro.
Why does he need to open it?
I want to see it. It's like Christmas. Like the joy for a parent is that you get the unboxing. This is what Amazon feels like every day for you shopaholics that wait for packages to come to your doorbell, to your doorstep. Whoa, look at that, Steve-O.
Very cool, in Portuguese. So my question is, this is why I don't think it's in Portuguese. Okay, have you ever heard Lemmy sing?
No.
Okay, I interviewed Lemmy,
yes,
and I have no idea what he said.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that he could barely sing English. How is he going to sing Portuguese?
Well, the movies down there are dubbed over.
I understand
when we interviewed Chris Cummings, was that his name? The Winnie the Pooh character?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
think his name was Chris Cummings, but...
What was his name?
I think it was like Tom.
Okay.
Cummings, I believe, is his last name.
But when the voice of Winnie the Pooh, 2 weeks ago, did the liner for us, and we had this like amazing, like, you're listening to Knockout Radio, right? Like, I played that for everyone in Brazil. Not one person knew that voice because Winnie the Pooh is a different character in Brazil.
Okay.
It's a dubbed over for sometimes.
Okay, I understand that. So what I'm saying, knucklehead.
This could be dubbed.
Right, if it's dubbed, then it's not Motorhead singing.
Oh, it's Motorhead.
No.
It says right there, Motorhead.
I'm saying that's going to most likely be Motorhead singing, which means it's not in Portuguese. It's like if you get, name a band, I don't even care, Leonard Skinner.
Rubber.
When you get Leonard Skinner in Brazil,
yeah,
it's going to be Leonard Skinner singing, and they're going to be singing English. Not
if they don't know the lyrics.
They know the lyrics to English.
Only if they have that shirt on from London, then you know which ones have traveled. But they don't know English down in Brazil.
I understand that, but they know
that
song.
So you don't think they dubbed it? You don't think they said,
no.
There's a translator, so they play a riff, hit the vocals,
no.
And then they're like, I love the way you look tonight, and then they say something, and then
no,
the whole album's back and forth.
You know,
it's like Google Translate.
Every time I try to give you credit, you say something stupid.
That's a very thoughtful gift, Randall.
It's very thoughtful, and I don't know who Randall is, but
and it just make sure you don't play that at his cremation because it will melt. It's vinyl. Okay, should we put gloves on?
Wait a second. Why are you assuming I'm going to die before either one of you?
Well, I mean, you've aged since I left.
I need to go see a doctor.
But I had to give you something that was, at least from my wife's city, it was a gift for both of you guys from my city. It was a touch to a band that you guys have connection to, a personal relationship with Mickey and Lemmy, who, by the way, his friends, did you know that we call him Lem? We don't call him Lemmy.
I do appreciate the fact that you don't want me to go on a diet.
Yeah, well, so...
I need to eat into this shirt.
Believe it or not, there's not many Motorhead fans in Brazil.
That looked like a whole Motorhead store.
Well, that was all ACD. It was like everything.
Oh, okay.
So they had one shirt, like a super small one, like it was made, like maybe like a Build-A-Bear. You know, you can, like, if I bought Billy a shirt, I can get it at Build-A-Bear because it's the same size. But for you, I had to get the large.
I got
you. But you'll grow into it.
1 hour down. When we come back, we're going to head back out to Salt Lake City. First, we're going to talk to Matthew Semmelsberger. Then we're going to talk to Darius Flowers and last night's winner, Austin Hubbard. Those three are on tap, so we'll be looking forward to that. The third hour, like I said, expecting a call from Richard Karn. And I do have confirmation on celebrity guest.
Ooh, they're coming on.
That they.
Oh, multiples.
They have confirmed that their phone cell service is working.
Okay.
That it's better than Brazil.
It has to be.
And they are looking forward to coming on the program.
Sweet.
So, yeah. So it should be interesting. I think you'll be very surprised. I think our listeners will be very surprised. And as we continue, you know, Bob Eubanks last week, Loretta Swit before then, and we'll be out there this weekend. I'm looking forward to heading out there on Sunday, taking the red eye from Salt Lake just so that we, Steve and I, can get out there on Sunday.
And me.
And
what said me, Steve and I. And,
yeah, Steve and I.
And me.
And you.
And me.
We're not French.
There'll be gifts from France if you like a different band. Like, I'll get you a Chicago record in Paris.
Sung in English.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess in France, you don't order them French fries. You just order
American fries.
Fries.
And who would be the singer of the Chicago band?
Oh,
you know, they've had a few.
Jason Chef.
If it's Jason Chef, then.
And he's a chef, so he can make his fries while we're on tour.
There's nothing wrong with that. I can live with it. All right, 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Smith, Giants wide receiver, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.